Vayter in Shasmir and Bava Metzia Daf Chav Tes picking up on Chav Chesam Beis Bet Abba the page. The very last line we had seen in the Mishnah, and that is, what do we do with this money? Rabbi Tarfon says that Yishtamish Ba, you can go and you could use it, and he says Yishtamish Ben Lefikach. Therefore, if it gets lost, you're going to be Chayiv. And Bekiva says you don't use them, and therefore, if it gets lost, then you're not Chayiv Ba'achrayos. Ad Kan Lo Pligi. Rashi says LaInyan LeShayiv Ba'Vidos, so you're going to be Chayiv in it. And what, under which case, beep, turn the page Chav Tes Amar Aleph. And only if you actually used it. If you didn't use it, then everyone's going to be masking him up to Potter. If it gets lost, you are going to be off the hook. Frekta Gemara. Let me tell you to Rabbi Yosef. Let's say this is a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yosef, who says, Ataka, you would be chayev once you're watching this. We saw this in Mavakama and in the Darim. Shomer Aveda, someone is watching an Aveda, a lost object, Rabba Amar. He's the status of a Shomer Chinam. Rashi says, Veinu Chayev Elu B'Pshir, you're only Chayev if you're Poshea. Rabbi Yosef Omar Kishomer Sachar. Rashi says, V'Chayev B'Gnev of Aveda. The Shomer Sachar Mitzvah Hu De'Osek B'Mitzvah Patta B'Mitzvah. Since you're Osek B'Mitzvah, you're Patta B'Mitzvah, therefore you're going to be Chayev like a Shomer Sachar, and therefore you're going to be Chayev. But we see if you're not like that. Amal Rabbi Yosef is back, no, B'Gnev of Aveda. I'm referred to B'Gnev of Aveda, Dukhule Amal Pligid de Chayev. Everyone's going to say, Rabbi Tevin and Rabbi Kiva are both going to say that the person's going to be Chayev. He's at least like a Shomer Sachar. Rashi says, "Kedin Shomer Sachar." Ki pligi beonsin the shawl. Where are they arguing? When in the reference to ones by a shawl, which we only a shawl is going to be chayev. Sorry, if it's own sin, if it's against their will, and here they're not. Or here maybe not. We talk from summer savar. The Chum let them go and use it. And therefore, they're in the category of a shawl, and you're going to be chayiv even for something which is ones. Rabbi Akiva Savar, lo shor le rabbanan le shtamush b'gavah, they unless you hook a chlor v'shol alayu, they're not considered like a shol in reference, so if you don't pay for onsen. Frank the Gemara Yochiv, that's really true, then lefikach dam Rabbi Akiva lomali. What of this lashon Rabbi Akiva says, and therefore, if the money gets stolen or lost, it's not going to be chayiv. Iya amar bishtal beginning of aveda who the plea give you want to say that they're arguing getting rid of aveda. Hainu deketan Rabbi Akiva, omer lo yishtamish b'hem, don't use it, and lefikach im avdu enu chayiv b'chirusan. Sakatat chamina, because I would have thought, Shomer Sacher, Havikid Rabbi Yosef, it's considered like a Shomer Sacher, like Rabbi Yosef, Ubegineva Veda Mechayev, is going to be Chayev Geneva Veda, even if he's not able to use it. Kamash Malon, the Fikach, therefore it's come to you, and then it comes to tell us that, therefore, that you're not going to be Chayev, if the money's stolen lost, he's not going to be Chayev. You have to tell us that particular Nakuda. Hasha da Amrat, lo yishtamish b'hem. Now that you're saying, Rabbi Kiva is saying, you're not allowed to use it, Shomer Sachar lo have, v'lo mechayev b'gneva aveda. He's not even called a Shomer Sachar, and therefore he's not going to be chayev in b'gneva in aveda. Eliyah might be b'gneva aveda, the kuli amal pligi de chayev. If you want to say that everyone says you're chayev b'gneva aveda, ki pligi ba'on sin de shoel, and that really the machlokas is only by an onus reference to being a shoel, my lefikach to Rabbi Kiva, what does it mean lefikach? That seems to be extra. Hachami Bayle Lemisna. Really, what it should have said is Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Yishtamish Behen. Don't use him, and that's it. Leave it at don't use them. Why are you saying this strange thing that you're going to be putter for paying for any sort of onsen? Va'anoyadana would know the kevadol Yishtamish them since you're not allowed to use it. Lav Shol Hav, it's not considered a kashol. Ve'enu Chayav Bachriusen if you're not going to be Chayav Bachrayus. Lefikach to Rabbi Kiva Lamed. Why do we need a lefikach? So, and for the Gemara, really, you're right. We don't need the lefikach, it is extra, but we shouldn't lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon because we're just trying to keep it parallel in terms of terminology. We have the lefikach of Rabbi Tarfon, therefore we use it the same one over there as well. Or lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon lamali. Okay, but why do I need the lefikach of Rabbi Tarfon? Hachikarma, this is what it means to say. Kevin the Shorle Rabbanon Lishtamushe Begavayo, since the Chachamim allowed the finder to use the money, Kaman de Ishtamish Begavayo Dami, it's like he actually used it. Give him, he's permission to do it, therefore it's considered like a shawl, even if he doesn't use it. V'chay b'chayusan, and there's going to be chayah for the achrayas if something happens to it. I frek the Gemara of du katani, which means that the Machlokis is talking about something that was lost, but not something that happened as an accident. Oh. Oh, so how can Rabbi Yosef say now that it means we're talking about the idea of onsen? Beep, turn the page. Chaf tesama beis. Kidderabba. What does that mean? It was lost, just like Rabba says. Rashi says, Beperek hazov. Coming up in Davnun Ches, Gabi b'nei ha'ir, sheshulchu es shikleh. And the people that go and they send forth their shekels. The Amar Rabba Nigvu Balista Mizurin, he says it's a totally different discussion over there, that if the money was stolen, meaning it was taken by armed robbers, Avdu Shatavu Svina So Bayam, because it was lost, it means that his boat sank in the sea, which is a type of ones, and therefore if Yosef means our Mishnah also is talking about an ones. So when the person is taking care of the money, is who sold, you know, this thing, and now he's going to be chayev for this, is whether he's considered a shawl or not considered a shawl, whether it's considered like a bar or not. And Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Tarfon, the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that the one who finds it is allowed to go ahead and use the money. But we didn't answer if it's like a shawl or not. Now, story time. Biyad rochva hava lei hanu zuze diyasme. In the hands of Rachva, right, so he had money that belonged to Yisomim. He had cash money that belonged to Yisomim. Also, the king of Yosef, king of Yosef, he said to him, he says, what can I use this? Can I use this money right now? I'm watching over it. And what's the deal? Amalei says to him, Hachim Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halachik Rabbi Tarfon, Halachik Rabbi Tarfon, the one who finds a mitziah is allowed to go and use it. So you're allowed to go ahead and you can use it also. Amalei Abai says, V'lavit my Allah, but wasn't it said on that? Amar of Chelba, Amar of Huna, Amar of Huna, Lo Shon Ela B'demei Aveda. This is all talking about money that was lost. Rashi says, Shemachar L'achash in Nitpal, Ba'akum Hashem Chacham, like we talk about, Ha'al V'tarach, but since you're being Torech in it, therefore we got and we let you use it. Aval Ma'os Aveda, but if you have a delotarach behu, but if you're dealing with straight up money, the other thing is talking about you found an object and you were tareach to go and sell it and to deal with that oshtekel. But if you're saying money itself, so then what happens? You're in tareach at all in such a thing. Lo, then you can't go and use it. You have to hold on to it till the guy comes. Now these money of the Yisomim is considered like money that was lost, actual maos, so you should be able to use it. Amalei, Yosef said, Zil, go, lo shafku li de ishrilach. They don't allow me to allow you to do this. Zoktanex Heilige Mishnah, Matzah Svarim, let's see if a person finds Svarim, Korbeham Echas Shosham Yom, they should be from it once every 30 days. Rashi explains why, because they're going to get moldy if they just sit closed, and they were made like a gillion, like a scroll. So if we have to make sure you learn from them. Any day, like you don't know how, then go and at least roll it out from the beginning to end again, so air can enter into it, so it doesn't get moldy. Don't let it be the first time you're learning something like that, because then if it's the first time you're learning it, you're going to leave it open longer, and it's going to get ruined because you have to learn it more. Don't know if someone else do it with you. Rashi points out because then each one's going to be pulling in opposite directions, is going to rip it. Matzik, so if you find clothing, then what do you do? You should air it out once every 30 days, and make sure that you spread it out according to what it needs. Rashi says also that it's so that air should go into it and shouldn't get to a place where it's going to be moldy or they're going to be moths eating from it. It shouldn't be done for your own honor. If you find silver or copper stuff, and use it as much as necessary, Rashi says, because you leave it in the ground, but if you leave it too much, then it's get ruined. So then take it out and use it once in a while to make sure it keeps it doesn't get ruined. But don't let the bishochek like smooth it down too much. It's going to ruin. In other words, don't use it too much, because then you're going to end up ruining it and not yours. Clay zahav, clay zchuchis, if you have gold or glass utensils, lo you go ahead, don't touch them. Rashi says they don't get ruined in the ground, and glass is these things get ruined, and maybe they're going to come to break. So for just leave them, and Achiyav Leo until Leo Anahavi comes. What's a sack of kupa? Someone finds a sack literally a sack, a bag, or a box, then you go ahead, v'chol davar she'ein darko lito, something which is not the derech to pick up, or he's a lito, don't pick it up. What does it mean it's not the derech to pick up? Rashi says, davar she'genai hu lo, she'adam chashavu. You're a chashavu person, you don't pick up boxes in the outside over there. It's not a way of doing such a thing. You're pater from Meshavah Zaveda. We learn that from V'isa Lamta. We'll see that in Daf Laman, as it says over there. Okay, zak the Gemara, Amar Shmo, Lamot tefillin b'shuk, someone who finds tefillin in the market, Sham demeo manichem la'altar, evaluate how much they're worth, sell them, and then put aside the money. So, just take care of business. Masa Ravina, come and ask the question. Masa Svarim, find Svarim, Korban Mechel, Shoshim, you're going to meet them once every 30 days. We don't know, Yoda, but look across the Golan, we don't know what to do, then just roll them out. Golan in, Sham Demeir Manichan Lo. You're supposed to roll them out and make sure the air can get into it so they don't get moldy, but you don't evaluate and then go and sell it. So why do you do that by tefillin? Amar Abai, tefillin, Bei Bar Chavu Mishkach Shchiche. Because tefillin is something that's easy to come by. People can just go and buy again. Rashi says his fellow Barchovu, he had this tefillin factory going on, but Sfarim lo shriche, but it wasn't simple to go and find Sfarim to go and buy. It wasn't like Sfarim stores in every corner. We're talking about here for the finder, for the one who lost it to come back and to get it. If it's tefillin, he's not so worried about it. He can just get another pair. He'll get the money, he'll go. But if you give him the money for the Sfarim, he'll be lost that. I can't get any more. Tanu Rabbanan. Hashol Sefer Torah Mechaveiro. Someone who borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend. Harizeh lo yashilin lacher. Don't lay it out to someone else. Post chov a korea bo, you can open and read from it. But you shouldn't learn from it originally. In other words, to keep it open too much, it's going to get ruined. Someone else should read it with them. Like we said before, it's going to happen. It can get torn. V'chein. It's a chaver. Similarly, if someone goes and leaves the sefer Torah by his friend, go lo kol shnei masar chodesh. You got to make sure that you roll it once every 12 months. Rashi says, b'chol shnei masar chodesh, pam achas, at least one time. It's got to be at least one time. Poscho v'karibo, he opens it and he reads from it. Imish fil psocho, but if he opened it for his own purposes, then Rashi says, kula b'far, so come on, we're going to explain what this means. Then aser, it is aser to do such a thing. Sulchasoma, he says, b'chadash, every time we had a new sefer Torah, a new sroll, then shoshom yom, he should roll it every 30 days. B'yashan, if it's an old sefer Torah, then shtei b'sar chodesh, once every 12 months. What are we worried about? We're worried about a new one is more likely to get moldy than an older one. I realize when Yaakov Omer echad zev echad zeh shtei masar chodesh, really both of them is once every 12 months. Okay, now Omer Mara. Show sefer Torah chaver. Someone borrows a sefer Torah from his friend. Hari zeh lo yashilin echad. Don't lend it out to somebody else. My area sefer Torah. Why is it we're talking about? You can't lend out by a sefer Torah. Afilu kol milinami. This should be anything that you go ahead that could be ruined. Rashi says that shu noach leskalkel betishtush bekriya can get ruined. It can get the letters can get wiped out, or it can get torn if it's used too much. So everything like that. What's the difference? It says the Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kan shana Rabbi. Rabbi taught over here. Ain a shol rashay lahashil. A borrower is not able to go ahead and lend to somebody else. Veina socher rashay lahaskir. A renter is not able to rent it to somebody else. This is based on a mishnah in Gittin. It's talking about, let's say somebody goes and sends a get to his wife through a shliach. That shliach can appoint another shliach. But let's say the husband sent to the shliach, I want you to go give this get and bring back an object that belongs to me from there. He's not allowed to get the other person to go and take it from him because maybe the other person doesn't trust him with that amount, with that type of thing. Therefore, you can't do such a thing. So what do we see? You can't sublet something to somebody else without rishus over here. So why are you saying only about a Torah? Says Gemara, Sefer Torah Itzchalei. We need the dafka say by Sefer Torah because Mal Detem you would have thought. It's good for a person that a mitzvah should be done through his money, and therefore he would like that someone went and lent out to someone else. That's not true when it comes to a teira, when it comes to a sefer teira. Yes, it applies to other places, but specifically it applies over here also that the person shouldn't give this out even though there's a mitzvah being done with it. Okay, we said post chavakaribo, you can open and read it. Pshita, obviously. Vela lamai shailumine. Why else did he borrow from him if he wasn't to open and read it? Sefer jachile, read it for the end of it. Mavachal yilmad bo batchil, as long as you don't use it, as your original learning. Now, v'chein ha-mafkid sefer Torah yitzchavir, someone lends it to his friend, who's mafkid, leaves it by him. Golokom shemes ha-chodesh, post chavakaribo. He should roll it from beginning to end every 12 months, and he can open, he can read from it. Frek the Gemara, Maya Vinite Gabai. What is it? What's pshat that it's by him? In other words, why does he get the ability to go out and read it? It says Rashi, Kasakataitak Lutzarko Kamar, Lo Tzarek Sefer Torah, the whole Tzarek Sefer Torah, Tanole, go lo kol 12 chodesh, that you do, you roll every 12 months. Lahachi barchinan, maya vidite lahai gabi sefer Torah, likros bo tzar chatzbo. Okay, roll it every 12 months, just take care of the sefer Torah itself. But what's pshat over here that he's going out and he's reading from it? What right does he have just to stand to go and read from it? Vesu and furthermore, imishvilo psalcho aser says that if he opened it for his own benefit, read for himself, that it's aser. Ha'amart poschol v'karbo. You just said a second, you can open and read from it. So this is what it means to say. Once every 12 months, make sure that you open up and you roll it. Im kishu golo, and if while you're rolling it, poschol v'karbo, he opens and he's reading from it, moter it's moter. Imishvilo psalcho, but if he opened it for his own purpose, just to read from it, then aser. That he's not allowed to do. This isn't someone talking about who borrowed it, but someone who's it's left over as a, you know, someone's mafkid, as a pikadon, as a deposit.
Sumcha says, b'chadosh shloshim yom, when it comes to a new Torah, you should do it every 30 days. Roll it from start to finish. B'yashim, with an older one, shim is a chodosh 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, omer echad zeh v'chadzeh, shim is a chodosh 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, haimu tanakama. Then he ends up being the same as the tanakama. What we mentioned before, because the Tanakhama just mentioned the concept of a Sefer Torah every 12 months, but he didn't make a difference whether it's a new one or an old one. So isn't that the Tanakhama? Ela Eimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Echad Zeh Vechad Zeh, Shloshim Yom. He's not, but he means is, both of these, 30 days. Rashi says, Masnisa, Nami Tegetani, Kor Behen, Achaz Shloshim Yom, Velo Miflig Ben Yashim Lechadash, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And when it said in the Mishnah, this concept of, that Tekani Karbaham, you read it once every 30 days, and doesn't argue whether it's an old one or a new one, that's in the world, that is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yaakov, next part of the Mishnah. Lo yolamad b'tchil, don't read it originally. V'lo yikar achar yimam, don't let someone do it with it, and rip it. Uramin, Uber Reiser says, lo yikra parsha v'yishna, one who found the Torah scroll shouldn't learn and then review it while he has it with him. V'lo yikra bo parsha v'yitargim, he shouldn't do read it and do targum with it. V'lo yiftach bo yosem v'gimel dapim, he shouldn't open it more than three columns. And you shouldn't have reading from it, and three people should not read from it if they're reading only one area. Talking about the same time, hashnayim karm. But if it's going to be two, then that means that it should be okay. But we said that even two people is not okay. Amar baya lo kasha kam beinyan echad. In the Mishnah, it's talking about if two people are reading one inyan, that's going to be awesome because each one's going to pull towards to see what they're seeing. Kind of Mishnah inyanim, but the other one's talking about two different inyanim where they each have ample space. Rashi says, Zebedav Zev, Zebedav Zev, each one in his own column. Zekorin de lo asi lemute lishmute meadad. They're not going to come and pull from one another. Next part of the Mishnah, if you find ksus, minarech l'shosh miyom, if you find this garment, once every 30 days, you shake it out. Maybe you make sure you shake it out. You're telling me that shaking it out, this is something which is going to be good for it to shake it out. Who has a weaver, but a professional in his house. Rashi says, Shiyaraglo talisos chadashos tamid. Then go ahead and be yinakshus b'choyom. If you have someone, you know, an on-staff weaver that's constantly been weaving things for you all the time, so yeah, go ahead, do it every day. Because don't worry about it, don't make you a new one. But obviously that means that it's ruining it over here. Amri b'chol yom kashila. Yeah, if you do it every day, it's going to be bad for it. Echad l'sholshim yom alila. But if you do it once every 30 days, that's something taka's going to be good to it. Iba is good for it. Iba yisei ma, another answer. Lokasha. Habachad. The Mishnah is talking about if one person is shaking it. Habachrei. And if Yochanan is talking about you have two people that are shaking it. But if two people are shaking it, they're going to pull it and it's going to end up ruining it. It's going to be bad for it. Rashid b'chad ba'adam echad. Ein yorakor. It's not going to come rip. It's not going to tear it. B'shnayim oks and b'shnayim rasha. If two are holding from two sides and they're going and they're going to shake it out, then they're going to be pulling it too much, and that's something which is going to be taka bad for it. So if it's only one person, ain't no problem. But if it's more than one person, then we got ourselves some problems. Another answer. The Mishnah is talking about by hand. Yochanan is talking about when you give it the smackdown with a stick. So when you do it with your hand, it's fine. You know, with the stick, it's going to be bad. But you see, another answer, Lokasha, ha bida amra, Yochanan, who says it's not going to be good, it's talking about amra, it's talking about wool, which is, when you shake it too much, it's going to stretch. Rashi says, kashala, shenimtachas v'nikras, is going to come to rip. Ha bida kitna, the other one's talking about kitna, which is linen, which is not going to be a problem. If you go ahead and you shake it out, that is not a problem. It's actually going to be good for it. Amar Rav Yochanan, kasa de charshin, karsa de charshin, velo kasa de poshrin.
We're on a Rav Yochanan roll. Once you say Rav Yochanan, we have other words also. So it says, kata charshin, it's better for you to drink a rashis noach lishos koshil machshefas, a drink of sorcery, of witchcraft, than to have a drink from water that's warm, like room temperature water. Velo menele b'kli metachas. Now this is only talking about water that's warm. Poshim poshim means water that's warmed up. It's only if it's warmed up in metal. Aval b'kli cheres, if it was made in pottery, let's say there's no problem. B'kli matachos nami, when is it going to be bad for you? Lo amin ella delot savis. It's only going to be bad if you didn't boil it. Or it says roseach. Aval d'savis, if you, it's svitz. Like the schwitz. If you boiled it, then less of it is no problem. Velorim and ella de lo shada be tzivya. And it's only going to be a problem if you didn't put into it, it says, kol davar shenos l'tocha mashke, or asavim, or tavlin, or ikri, b'samim, kari tzivya. You don't throw other type of shtiklach into it, you know, to make it into some sort of drink over here. That's going to be fine. When is it a problem? Only if you didn't do that. If you throw that stuff into it, less lamba, then there's no problem with it. You can go and drink it and enjoy it.
If someone's father left him a lot of cash, give him a lot of cash, as Yerusha. If it's allowed and he wants to lose it, go ahead and wear clothing made out of linen, use glass utensils, hire workers and don't sit with them and don't watch over them. In other words, be intelligent. Don't just throw away all your money. Yilbash klei pishtan. What does that mean, wear klei pishtan? Bekitna rumisa. He's talking about here. Kitna, we have over here. Rashi says, demeyim yikarim umarin l'chlos. It's very expensive and it gets ruined easily. This is Roman linen. V'yishtamish l'klei tzchuchis. Use gold stuff. Bezugisat chivrasa. This is white glass, which is very, very delicate. I've seen this a few times in Shas. The Yiskar Polim, Val Yeshivayim, and hire workers, and don't sit with them. Tergama, what does that mean? Beep, turn the page. Lamanov, Tergama Baturi, this is talking about hiring people that drive oxen. Dinafish Psidayu, where you could lose a lot. There's a serious loss if you don't watch it carefully. Rashi explains why is that, because they used to go and use oxen to do a lot of things. Rashi says, they would go and they would do choresh on the vineyards, ubitzi rasa, and what they would do when they went to pick off all the grapes, they would put these utensils on the back of the plower thingamajig on the wagon between the rows of the vineyards, where they would go and they'd pick the stuff and they would put the stuff there. Therefore, if you're not careful about it, what is a massive hefset gadol, because the workers, they don't really care. They're just going, you know, moving them along. But they don't care about the karam or about the shvarim, and they just lead them along the way, that they ruin all the vines and the grapes there and all the stuff you planted, and then ruin the shvarim themselves. They can get all like damaged. And therefore, make sure you're careful to watch over them that doesn't happen. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.